Hello, this is Manzar.
Quit.
What?
I quit.
You quit?
Good.
You quit?
Yeah, I quit.
You quit?
Hopefully for
you. So you're leaving now?
Alright, I'm gonna untender my resignation. I unquit.
Aw, oh, damn it.
We did get another email. It is from... No, it's from a different guy.
Same guy, different name.
Another person to run the gauntlet. See what this fucktards have to say.
His name is Walker Stee, I think that's how you pronounce it.
Stee?
Yeah, S-T-E.
You think he probably left out a V in there?
Steve?
He may be a Steve.
No, Steve in?
I think it's a Walker Stee.
It's
anyway.
Walker, Texas Ranger.
The email starts with, "Hi, gentlemen and robot."
We have a robot?
Sure, I'm sure that's what Mecca
counts as an inanimate object, I'm sure.
Think the show is great, but it could use some work in certain areas.
Oh, yeah. You have no idea.
Your template mostly. Your show seems to be all over the place all at times.
Hey, is this guy talking shit to us? I'm not even really paying attention.
He said Joe sucks and he should go kill himself. That's at least what I heard.
Is this the emo kid? No, this is something else. Never mind.
He says, at the same time, that's what's great about it. So I changed my mind. Keep the show as is.
That's right. Because we're not going to fucking change for some prick that emails us. I mean, thanks for emailing us.
He goes, I was wondering how you guys go about making a show.
Oh, he wants to. He wants to get on with this. He's like, hey guys, we're all buddies here.
We'll tell you. Just send
Let
us
me in on
bucks.
A secret.
Go
it's
to the little,
Skype.
Donate tab. Just go to the donate tab. Put in $20, and we'll give you the secret.
Says, do you get high as fuck and then hit the record button?
I got high once and it fucking did not work.
I think two of us
didn't
might.
Work out too well.
Well, no, there's a time we got fucking drunk, too, and I guess there's those two times. Hey,
he
let's just call this the breathing into the microphone hour. Jesus fucking Christ, guys, come on.
He says, why is everyone so mean to the robot? Robots need love, too.
Who the fuck's the robot?
Mecca?
I assume Mecca, but we always make fun
of
Mecca.
Yeah, I'm a little confused now.
He's a robot, so that means he doesn't have any feelings, right? So we can make fun of him all we want?
And he's a robot, that means he's eventually going to gain sentience and kill him, so we should probably preemptively kill him.
Does he look like Arnold Schwarzenegger? He's a robot.
Are you currently naked and trying to find leather pants and jeans and vests and stuff?
I'm naked.
Hello. Hello, is this thing on?
Nobody cares what you have to say.
Hello?
Hello.
Can you hear
leather vest. Are you wearing one? And no pants.
Sunglasses. Black sunglasses. Can't forget those.
No pants. That's key. You have to beat up another biker to get the pants.
He says, come on, Robin. Put your noodle goodness inside Mecca's hard drive.
Maybe I might. No.
You might?
No.
That never happened.
He said hard drive.
He didn't say anything else, so I don't know how big your hard drive is, so hope he's talking about his... your computer. If he was actually talking about you, that'd be kind of fucked up.
You know what's funny?
I think he will.
Is that
what?
I'm actually naked.
Really? I totally am
yes.
Naked too.
Well, luckily for you guys, there's no video camera with this.
No, I'm totally naked though. I'm not joking.
So you're both naked.
Then you're a very naked. Poor ninja.
What? He said you make a poor ninja then.
Well, I mean, I'd be a pretty fucking sweet ninja when I start fucking banging bras left and right. I guess that's neither here nor there.
He says, to be honest, guys, I am bored as shit. So bored.
Wait, are you still reading that guy's email?
Yeah.
Let's move on. Blah, 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 good show.
Actually, he has some other shit to say.
Oh, Jesus.
Get to it, man.
Yeah, well,
hurry up. Get to the juicy
he says, so,
God.
He says, I'll figure out ask you guys some questions that I've wondered about my whole life.
Oh, Jesus Christ, here we go.
He says, what's the color of your toothbrush?
White and blue.
Don't even give him the benefit of answering a question like that. Continue.
Purple with a butterfly on it.
I brush my teeth with my cock. Moving on.
Have you ever had an imaginary friend?
I still do.
Yes.
He's sitting right next to me right now.
I have 20 of them. They sit around and play cards in my head and give me.
If you're beating around the bush, no, it's not okay to have one. So you should probably get some fucking therapy.
If you were a worm, how long would you be?
I'd be about 7.5, flaccid.
About 20 feet.
What would you want written on your tombstone?
Suck my balls.
Here lies the biggest dick ever. Sorry, ladies, you missed out.
Moving on. I don't have anything
to say.
Beware
the mutant goat.
Suck.
He says, the last furry thing you touched.
Zach.
Cat.
It was my testicles, but then I shaved them.
That was too much information, Joe.
Well, sorry, guys.
He said, who would you really just like to punch in the face?
Yeah.
You. Whoever wrote this email needs to punch in the face.
The
it's a friendly
punch.
No, we don't.
The creator
he says,
of creation. That's who I want to punch in the face.
What?
What you say, fool?
He's going emo. Everybody stop him before he fries.
No, I said the creator of creation.
Say something about McDonald's fries.
Go slit your wrists in the corner somewhere.
The only way to kill the creator is first you must meet him, and the only way to do that is down razor blade.
No, the better option is just to become the creator. They go back in time. And then blow yourself up.
Razor blade road.
No, I said explosion.
Or an explosion.
A razor's for pussy.
Razor.
Just go do both. Pay yourself with a razor and blow your ass up.
He says, how much cash do you have on you?
Let's see.
75.
This guy's gonna get real pissed. Keep in mind, I fucking spent way too much money this month already.
Joe's gonna be like, 5,000. Because he never has a bank account. I can see him doing that.
Yeah,
some
probably
shit.
Sell like $75.
I don't believe in bank accounts.
$388.
Oh my god, you rich fuck.
You mean like in my bank
Dude.
Account or on me?
Next time I see a ninja, I'm going to so rob his ass.
Cool. I'm going to plant a knife on you. Well, actually, first I'll shoot you and then I'll plant a knife on you. I'll be like, oh man, I don't know, this TJ guy, he's fucked. He's been into raping children for years.
Dude, you're not supposed to tell anybody that shit.
Sorry.
God damn it.
I got about 120 on me, about 1500 in the bank, that is.
You said on you, fool. You showing off.
Yeah. And my dick sucked every day.
Then he asked, what is the meaning of life?
Go look it up on Wiki, you fucking pussy.
Real men find out the meaning of life by inhaling car fumes. That's where the secret is.
That was it for the email,
good.
I guess.
Jesus fucking
Send more email. Annoy ninja.
Send us more fucking concise email, please.
No, make them paragraphs, pages.
God damn, man. You're not getting paid by the word.
Fucking, I'm not getting paid
like
at all.
H.P. Lovecraft fucking writing that shit.
Did he even say anything? Because like, all I heard was blah, blah, blah. I don't remember what the hell he said. Oh, we got another email?
No, we don't.
Thank God.
Dude, you guys suck. I hate you. Get some more fucking emails, you pussies.
How are we supposed to do that? Are we supposed to hold guns to their heads?
Yeah.
We could just email ourselves.
We could bribe them with toothpicks.
Toothpicks?
Mecca, you're grounded for 10 minutes.
I'm already grounded in unreality.
I do have a couple pieces of news. The first one, he says, TJ, teenage gamer kills father for interfering with his game.
Cool. Fuck that guy.
That's a damn good reason.
Did they say what he was playing?
He definitely wasn't playing Pac-Man. I don't really know if that picture is totally appropriate.
Yeah.
Probably playing WoW or something.
Wait, how in the fuck did he get a game over if the ghosts are blue?
Is there a time limit?
I don't know.
Well, doesn't it fade out whenever the ghost game over?
Dude,
fuck,
I don't
know. YouTube that shit, goddammit.
Man, if that dude actually managed to fucking die when he had the power fucking dot, then he fucking, wow, I can't even begin to comprehend.
How the hell do you do that?
Dude, this has to be.
YouTube game over fucking shit if it fades away.
Oh, wait, I know how they did this. I bet you they took a screen cap after a ghost was being sent back after the power pellet wore off.
But it's still blue. The other one in the corner is blue.
When they regenerate, they flash blue. Blue until they go back to normal color.
Oh, okay. But wait, there's that one in the corner though that's not in the box, and it's definitely blue.
What?
There's two ghosts in the picture.
Yeah, it's up right hand corner.
Oh, I better just crop that out then.
Yeah, fuck it, man, just crop it out. It's all right.
Next piece of news is interesting.
Oh, fuck you. I'm still on the fucking Pac-Man game over shit. This is my fucking mind.
God damn it, YouTube that shit and see if there's.
Oh god damn it, I can't help it. I keep writing fucking 09 VER because I'm so excited. No, there's no timer.
Hmm?
There's no timer.
Timer on what?
Pac-Man.
Oh, I heard the game never ends. Does it never end?
No, I think there's 255 levels.
Wow, actually, you can actually beat Pac-Man?
Well, I think the game actually glitches out when you get past level 255.
Oh.
It's too fast for the processor.
Dude, I have no idea, man. I think that picture is fucked. We should never look at it again.
Next one is a weird-ass freaking modded Super Nintendo. Check this thing out. It's fucking scary.
Oh, yeah, I saw that earlier today. That was a pretty nice case mod.
Yeah, does they actually play games, though?
Yeah, probably. It wouldn't be much of a case mod if it fucking didn't work. It'd just be a fucking burnt-up fucking Super Nintendo.
I've got an R2.
What?
Oh, God.
Okay, read this. What does it say?
I don't know if I want to.
Mom and four daughters. All right, yeah, that's... Oh, shit.
Oh, damn.
Wait, hold on. Don't ruin it for me. I haven't read it yet.
Read
it.
It's not
blank.
A reading thing.
What is it?
Well, it is a reading
Click on
thing.
The butter.
He's just looking at the picture, though.
It's just four pictures about girls paying a bunch of money to get breast implants. So what?
That's cool. They're still fucking, what, British? So they're fucking failures.
Which one is the mom? Looks like the one all the way on the left is.
All the way on the left.
I'd probably bang him and then punch him real hard in the chest so their tits explode.
That's not very nice.
No, it's not. Neither is crossing me.
That's all I have.
Oh, I got it. Here you go. Got that one.
World's strongest.
World's strongest. Vagina. That's the best piece of news ever. Anyway,
I'm saving this fucking link for sure.
I'll move on to, I have a review of two movies I watched. The first movie I watched was Push. I don't know if you guys have heard about that one at all.
No, I keep hearing it's good. It's all right. I haven't seen it yet.
It's not really all that good.
Hey, he dies in the end.
Is that your conclusion to all movies?
If it is the conclusion, then that's fucking awesome because I totally ruined it for everybody.
It's an okay movie. The first two halves is really good. I mean,
the first two halves of the whole movie?
Yeah.
What the fuck? Okay, what? You mean the first 75% of the movie if it's the first two halves?
No, it's more like the first 30%, maybe the first 10 minutes.
Matt, your math just makes my brain want to fucking seep out my eyes.
So you have meant two-thirds.
Two-thirds and 75% is basically the same damn thing,
yeah,
isn't
66
it?
And 75 are definitely the same thing.
Wow. Dude, they're right, close enough.
Yeah, yeah, there's no fucking issue there.
Dude, the website's awesome. If they just check that one out.
Damn, she poisoned him with clonidine? Jeez.
Yeah, dude, she fucking poisoned him. They woke up and they don't even know what the fuck happened to them. They just wake up with penis trauma. That's fucked
dude,
up.
Dude, read the comment at the end.
Read
the, the guy.
Spreaded out she is. She looks like Spider-Girl or something.
He says, at the end, one of the victims refused to file a complaint against her. He said it was great. He says, I like hot women. I only wish she hadn't used the chlorine on me.
Man, that sucks, man. Dude. The rope on the penis thing. Not so hype on that. That shit can really fuck you up, man.
I did.
Like, when they say, like, go to a doctor if you have an erection lasting more than 8 hours, they're fucking serious, man. That shit'll fucking start to necrotize and shit. Gangrene. That's not good.
You know all about that, don't you?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I was playing
anyway.
Last Remnant. Fucking shit kinda sucks.
You haven't beat that game yet?
No, fuck no. I got a whole bunch of other shit to do now. Sucks. Like, the side quests are so fucking stupid, man. Like you talk to somebody, they're like, you're going to go on a quest, and then they teleport you to a place, and then you do it, and then they teleport you back. It's like, oh, wow, this is so fun. Like, I remember when quests were like, some guy just said, hey, go here if you remember. And then, like, if you happen to remember, then you continued on. But, yeah, the story's pretty bullshit. Fucking blah, 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 save the world. The only reason I'm playing is because the guy's fucking main character that voices him is Vash, and it's, like, the only thing keeping me going.
You really like that guy's voice.
Well, I mean, fucking Trigun is pretty awesome, so I can just, like, I can close my eyes and imagine it's Vash and not some faggot that I don't like. Because he really is a douche. Bag, dude. He's like, just like, oh, yeah, save the world.
Are you talking about the main character or the king guy?
Well, the king's a fucking stupid fucking prick because he's just helping this guy for no reason in the beginning. I mean, I guess he kind of, yeah, he's basically helping him for no reason before he even figures out that his sister's useful. That and, like, they are so fucking gay for each other, it makes me sick. I mean, that game has more phallic imagery in it than I would ever care to imagine. Seriously, like, fucking King's, like, original, like, ultimate weapon thing, it's called the Gay Bulg, which it's the Gay Bulg, it's, I think it was a spear that Kucha Lane used, or Cuchulain, whatever. But it's
one
a giant
of those old weapons.
It's a giant cock, is what it is. I mean, I swear to God, it's two balls and a giant shaft. And there's, like, loading screens, right, of this thing called Mr. Dig. He's, like, a little robot that, like, digs stuff, and there's this one where he's laying down, and he's got this pattern on his stomach that kind of looks like a cock, and they have his hand, like, on the bottom of it. So it looks like he's stroking, like, an imaginary cock in the loading screens, and it's really unsettling.
That's a game for Sean right there.
Dude, I mean, there's a lot of phallic imagery in this game, and, like, a lot of just homoerotic, you know, like, hey, Dave, let's rub our dicks together and fucking use it. Ultimate attack or something. I mean, I guess there's always a difference in my head from just guys looking like they're queers and actually being queers. I mean, I don't really mind it so much, but I mean, they're like really throwing it in our face now. I'd prefer if I didn't have to see a giant cock, like, I don't know, 5 minutes into the fucking game.
Have you watched Watchmen yet?
No.
Yeah, that has a lot of giant blue cock in it.
Why?
Because the dude, the one of the main superheroes is blue and he likes to walk around naked, so I like to show his cock a lot. It's non-erected cock too, so it's all like flopping around.
Not really a big fan of flaccid cocks. I mean, I guess they have their ups and downs. I mean, really, if you're gonna have full frontal, I want to see fucking something that just looks like a giant fucking clenched fist, you know?
A baby's arm holding an apple.
Yeah, something of that effect.
Anyway, I read recently they are making a Saw video game.
Yeah, it's gonna suck, probably just like the movies. Imagine that.
The first two movies weren't that bad.
No, and then they fucking just started becoming a fucking shitstorm of fucking failure.
Just to make money off the name. That's what sucks.
So they actually, dude, they planned to make six from the very first one. They actually plan to make six of these.
So what's the ultimate final answer in the end of those movies?
That you just wasted fucking about 12 hours watching them all for no fucking reason? When all you
about
had to
the, about the point of Jason? That's about the point
well,
of
here's it. My thing. Is the I think it was the last one and the one before it had the same gimmick where it was you just had to not do anything and then you would have, like, been okay. Like, the one where the kid was in the safe, he just had to not do do anything, and the kid would have got let out. And then there's the one where, like, he burst into the room and his, like, partner was gonna die, and he just had to not do anything, and then he wouldn't have died. It was, like, the same premise. And I was like, wow, they didn't even separate it like a movie before they did it. It's like Killing Jason with, like, electrocution each time. Like, you at least gotta set him on fire and then electrocute him.
Yeah, either chuck Jason into a nuclear reactor.
Then you have nuclear-powered Jason.
Yeah, then you're gonna have fucking Omni-Mech fucking robo-death Jason that's fucking, like,
that's why you trigger a meltdown after you toss him in.
Not if he absorbs it all.
I guess Jason could only hope to kill as many people as a nuclear meltdown could work.
The other thing is they have agreed to make a Green Lantern movie.
I heard that there was a Green Lantern movie.
I'm going to wear a yellow shirt to the movie, and hopefully they'll break the fucking projector.
So who do they have cast for? Have they said yet?
Yeah, the same guy that played Deadpool.
I know, you know what the fucking badass is the fucking Green Lantern? Motherfucking Jean-Luc Picard. That's right. Patrick Stewart is the Green Lantern.
I don't know about that
no,
one.
No, fuck you. It'd be awesome.
I don't know who the fuck you're talking about. Suggest, what's his name?
You don't know who Patrick Stewart is?
I don't know any of these motherfuckers you're naming off.
Oh, come on, nigga. I know you've seen fucking Star Trek The Next Generation.
The new one?
No, the fucking show. Fuck the new one.
No, I never watched that shit.
You don't know who Jean-Luc Picard is?
Fuck, wow. I would know if
what
I seen
bag.
Him.
What a bag. He doesn't know
Jean-Luc
Picard is.
Dude, I'm not sitting around reading the fucking tabloids and shit like you panty bitches are.
Wow.
You know, I'm fucking like, oh my god, Jen fucked Timmy.
Yeah, well, Patrick Stewart.
Like, really? Like, you know this guy? Oh my god, you know Michael Jackson died?
Chance you're related to him. You should be blessed that Patrick Stewart had the honor of dumping his ejaculatory mass in your mom's ovaries. Make it so, number one. He fucking went like warp 9.5 on that ass.
Yeah, I know this motherfucker, but what the hell? Who's
man, he's looking a little fucking gaunt in that picture.
Bald son of a bitch.
I think he just went on a meth and sex binge. Seriously, dude, if you put that guy, the dude that was Magneto, and who's the other fucking bald dude that's fucking kicks ass? Oh, man, you ever see the movie House of Sand and Fog?
Nope.
No, the bald guy in that. If those three guys were in a movie together, you could just call it Bald, and it'd just be explosions and chicks fucking just with tits everywhere. It'd be so awesome.
By the way, Sean, are you asleep?
Fuck Sean.
I think he fell asleep again.
Well?
Fell asleep.
Sean, wake up!
Is that Ben? That's Ben Kingsley. Yeah.
Yeah, man, that dude. That dude, fucking Magneto and Professor X all need to be in a movie, and it'd just be so fucking awesome.
You know, Magneto's not bald.
Well, we're gonna have to fucking make him bald, because I think we need a little fucking, the sorcerer from Lord of the Rings.
He was in that movie, the guy you showed me a picture of, he was in the Blood Rain movie.
Oh, Jesus Christ, that's not a fucking good thing to have on your fucking resume. I was in a Uwe Boll movie. Okay, well, moving right along. I don't know, the postal movie is actually somewhat funny.
I heard that. I haven't really checked it out.
I mean, it really blew my mind that I would laugh, and then I'd fucking, like, I'd feel a part of me, like, kind of falling off, and then I'd be like, oh my god, I genuinely enjoy a sequence in a fucking Uwe Boll movie. It's crazy. I mean, it's fucking stupid. I mean, it is fucking...
Isn't that the one where they had some guy gun down kids or something?
The game was kind of like you just killed random people. It's supposed to be like a Duke Nukem knockoff, kind of.
I'd like to set people on fire with a nuclear flamethrower.
It's kind of, unnecessary. You could just give them a flower and make friends. Why does it always have to come to death?
Recently, I downloaded something from the WiiWare shop thing. It was called Ant Nation. Basically, you raise an ant colony and you make them stronger by
sounds like
covering them in water.
By eating grass. Holy shit.
That sounds like
that's so exciting.
Have you ever
I think
Sim
I'm
Ant?
Just gonna stop
DJ,
doing what I'm
doing. Sim Ant was fucking awesome. If it's like Sim Ant, I can't allow you to talk shit about it.
Sorry.
Because Sim Ant was probably the greatest fucking Sim game ever.
I've never even heard it so far, but it looks like it's pretty good, actually. It's made by Konami.
So that means they're gonna fucking work in some 10-hour fucking story to explain why the fucking ants are controlled by nanomachines.
There's no story. There is no crapshoot story included.
Just wait till you defeat the Red Queen and you find out that you're actually in a training simulator to make the ultimate black ant.
You are essentially super ant.
But black ant! Ant!
Except it's an ant.
Yeah, I get it. See? Oh, there is interesting news about, on the review thing, that fully ramble, but zero punctuation, there we go. He did a contest, between Prototype and got the, what's the other one called?
Infamous.
Infamous, between which one was the better game, and he said whoever, shows a picture of, whichever one in a woman's Vizier, better. He would actually say that was the better game, and here's the final product of that.
No, oh, Jesus fucking Christ.
Look at the bottom one.
The fuck?
The unicorn is fucking awesome.
What am I looking at?
This is why I never want to be famous on the internet, man.
Why is that?
Because people actually do things like this when you tell them to.
Anyway, I think Infamous won on this one.
No, Infamous totally fucking won because there's lightning and unicorns and rainbows and
shit, dude. Fuck.
That's going on my fucking phone background right now.
God, I'm never going to look at the character again. I'm praying prototype right now. Fuck, dude. I can't ever look at this game. I'm like, oh my God, he's a cross Jesse.
So what do you think about that game anyway?
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't beat it yet. Fuck, you know, games could be like, oh man, this is great, this is great, this is great. And then all of a sudden you got to play it through again as Luigi. I don't really judge a game until I
Yeah, played. Matt totally ruined fucking Super Mario Galaxy when he told me that. I never played the game again.
Yeah, we know, and we don't give a shit. But,
God,
know.
It's so fucking horrible.
So, this is Manzar. See ya.
Yeah.
Send us more email. I can
dicks.
End it.
Say dick.
Send us big cocks in the email.
Oh, God, please.
Send us links, horrible links for Minjar to click.
Yeah, especially when he'll fucking wreck his computer, so like when he's reading the email, his shit just sets on fire.
You missed last week, Joe. Some guy sent a picture of his asshole to us.
Really? Was it gaping?
I think it was that.
Yes, it was.
It was a gaper? I missed the gaper.
Yeah, I can show the link real quick. 1 second.
Man. Yeah, man. I want to put my tongue in it. Hey, we're signing back on, goddamn. We haven't talked about the gaper yet.
This is a picture he sent. Oh, God, why am I looking at this damn thing again? This is what he sent to us.
Oh, that's goatsy. Come on, dude. That's like older than the internet. Yeah, man. I could never watch that fucking video of the Russian guys beating that one guy to death with a hammer.
What?
That's fucking too hard, man. It's like the final boss of the internet.
The internet has a final boss?
Dude, that fucking video is pretty close, dude. They're like just stabbing the dude with a fucking screwdriver in the stomach and shit, and like, oh God, it's so horrible.
I'm back.
Oh, what the hell? Where the hell were you even been?
I went to go get something.
You're a faggot, dude.
You were gone for like 40 minutes, dude.
Was I? Dang, it took that long to cook some chicken, I guess.
You're cooking chicken.
Huh? I was hungry.
Your timing's fucking shit, dude.
You couldn't have waited until after or before the show to do that?
No, I was hungry.
You're a real bastard, you know that?
Yeah. Pretty much. Oh.